نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا صدق الله العظيم. All praises for Allah Ta'ala who has given us iman and created us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that Allah Ta'ala has gathered us a little while in the masjid for his remembrance. We'll speak about a few miscellaneous stories. The Arabic poet says, "In the dhikri salihin tanzilu rahma." When the pious people are mentioned, Allah Ta'ala's rahmat descends. And hearing the stories of the pious people is a means by which our iman increases. Once in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Nabi of Allah was standing on Uhud. With him was Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman radiyallahu anhu. Another riwayat comes Ali radiyallahu anhu. Another riwayat comes Talha and Zubair was with him. So it happened on few occasions perhaps. And all these riwayats come in Bukhari. And Imam Bukhari has brought the one of Nabi Salim and the four Khulafa with four different sanads in different places. So it's authentic and it's solid. And he said Nabi Salim was standing on the mountain of Uhud. And Uhud began to tremble because of the awe and the weight of these personalities. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stamped the ground. And he said, "Uhud be still, for there stands upon you none other than a Nabi and a Siddiq and a few Shuhada." Came the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going through difficulty and hardship. But by and by the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was safe, because these were his kinsmen. So as much as they would trouble him, they would protect him also. It's like somebody who's naughty in our family, we'll fix him up. So this was the other way around. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was straight and the Quraysh were crooked, but they were troubling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why when the people of Medina came and said, "O Nabi of Allah, come with us. Come with us to Medina." And at that time, Abbas radiallahu anhu, who was not yet Muslim and nowhere near accepting Islam, he was with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This was in Aqaba, in the valley of Mina at the time of Hajj. And he addressed them and he said, "Look, for all the difficulty that my nephew is getting in Makkah, we are the Banu Hashim, we are protecting him, we are looking after him. If you are prepared to look after him with your lives and put his life in front of the lives of your wives and children, then you are allowed to take him. If not, leave him with us. He's safer with us." And at that time one of the Ansar spoke and he said that, "We are people who have been trained in warfare. We have grown up in warfare," because there was a civil war in Medina that was running for many, many years. "And we will protect the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam before our own lives and our wives and our children." So Abbas radiallahu anhu then allowed them to take Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina, then in Medina the situation changed, where the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by and by was safe. In the initial they would send one or two assassins or somebody to harm Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But some say that the difficulty in Medina was more because in Medina they were munafiqeen. So sometimes you know who your enemy is easy. You watch out for him, he watches out for you. But when the munafiqeen in your midst, who are sitting in your masjid, listening to what you are saying, and they are plotting, that is more difficult. And Allah says, "Allahu a'lamuhum la ta'lamuhum." That who the exact munafiqeen were, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you also don't know. Allah alone knows. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala has revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at different occasions who the leaders of munafiqeen were. But Allah ta'ala wished it, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then passed away. Come the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, we discuss two incidents. One was very soon after the Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was sworn in as the Khalifa. This riwayat is also in Bukhari Sharif with a very, very solid sanad. It says Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu performed the salat in the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those of us who are there, we can picture it. Allah take us over and over, all of us. Said Nabi, Abu Bakr came out of the masjid and Ali radiallahu anhu was walking with him. And Hassan radiallahu anhu at that time was about 6 years old. Yal'ab ma'a sibyan, he was playing with the children. So Hassan, Ali radiallahu, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu picked up Hassan and put him on his shoulder. And this was reminiscent of the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out of the masjid with a group of sahaba. And Hassan radiallahu anhu was playing. And he picked him up and he put him on his shoulder. And one of the sahaba said to Hassan, who was a small child, he said, "Ni'mal markub," that Hassan, you have got the best conveyance, that you are riding on the shoulder of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Wa ni'mal rakib," and how good is the rider also, that my grandson is a splendid person, a wonderful person. So now many years later, now Abu Bakr, who is the Khalifa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is carrying Hassan on his shoulder. And then he says to Ali, that Ya Ali, that the son of yours, Yashbahu bin Nabi, wala bil Ali, he resembles Muhammad, his paternal grandfather, and not his father Ali. Wal Ali yadhak, and Ali radiallahu anhu is laughing, smiling. He says, yes, for him to resemble his grandfather is a matter of honor, that he resembles the Nabi of Allah, he resembles the Rasul of Allah. In the time of Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu, the munafiqeen went to ground. They disappeared off the scene. And we're not going to win now. Muhajirin and Ansar are in control. They're in strong number. Medina is strong. So there is not much narration of them. This was the time where Islam was spreading. And Allah's help was with the Muslims. And many good things were happening. Towards the end of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's khilafat once, he was on an expedition. One sahabi was with him. And he tells the sahabi that, oh my companion, he is the companion of Abu Bakr, Tabi'i. He says, you are seeing this matter of Khilafat as a very simple and beautiful thing. That in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu made such tarbiyat of Sahaba. He had prepared them to such a level of Sami'na wa Ata'na, where they would listen and obey. That to run the Khilafat was easy. He says, you're seeing it as a small thing, as a simple thing, with lots of barakah and lots of goodness. He says, very soon a time will come where the Khilafat will spread across new lands, east and west. New people will come in with different intentions and different motives. And at that time, to run the Khilafat will be very, very difficult. Oh, my friend and my student, my advice to you is, do not look for leadership. Do not look for position. Stay among the common Muslims and do amal by which Allah can become pleased with you. And a few days later, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu passed away. Came the time of Umar radiallahu anhu. 12.5 years of Khilafat. And what a glorious Khilafat. What a glorious Khilafat. And towards the end of the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu could not sleep in the daytime, nor in the nighttime. He was all the time worried. What is the condition of my amirs, those who have placed as governors? What is the condition of the common Muslims? What is the news coming from the border areas? How is the jihad running? How is Medina? And at night in Medina, he used to move around quietly and see what are the needs of the Muslims and what were their condition. So one day he had his slave Aslam with him. And on the outskirts of Medina, they saw a small campfire. So he said, Aslam, let us go and see who these people are. When he came, there was an old lady with her children. She had water boiling on the fire. The children were crying. He made salam. He came close. He said, sister, what is it? Out of anguish, she said, Allah will judge between me and Umar on the day of Qiyamah. He said, Allah have mercy on you, sister. How will Allah judge between you and Umar? What is the fault of Umar? He said, he is our Amir. He should know our condition. He said, why are the children crying? He said, they are hungry. Why are you boiling water? We have no food. I just want them to fall off to sleep. So Umar rushes back to Medina. He loads some food on his back. He comes back there. He lights the fire again, blows into the fire. Aslam says, I seen the smoke passing through his beard. The Amirul Mu'minin, he prepares some food. He gives it to the family. And after the children have eaten, they are playing and they are laughing. So he sits at a distance. He says, Aslam, do you know why I'm sitting here? He said, no. He said, just now they were crying. Now it pleases me to see them smiling and happy. Then this woman says, Allah have mercy on you, brother. You should be in the place of the Amirul Mu'minin, in the place of Umar bin Khattab. She says, come in. So Umar tells her, come and visit the Amirul Mu'minin tomorrow. When you come there, you will find me there. I will also be of assistance to you. This is the famous story in Fazail Amal. Said Umar radhiyallahu anhu came back. That night he performed a long tahajjud. Aslam, who was his khadim, his servant, narrates. He says, unusual salat. And he wept profusely. Then he made a dua. He said, oh Allah, this khilafat was a boon from you and a responsibility on me, an amanat on me. And it has spread wide that now I am unable to fulfill the right of this amanat. Oh Allah, take me away quickly. He said, before the moon of the next month was seen, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu was made shaheed in Masjid al-Nabawi on the first saf and passed to the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Came the time of Uthman radiallahu anhu, 10 odd years, the first 5 years were good. After that, difficulty came. The Munafiqeen had now raised their head in different ways. The Khawarij came up. The initial Rawafid were there. And turmoil broke out among the Muslims. The initial seeds of the civil war were placed. There was confusion. There was trial. There was difficulty. At that time, Uthman radiallahu anhu held his peace. They raised many, many objections on Uthman radiallahu anhu. They raised many false allegations on Uthman radiallahu anhu. All of these were made up. They found their way into the history books. And people are reading those things today. Listen about Uthman radiallahu anhu. Ali radiallahu anhu was in Medina. This was right at the end before he was made shaheed, day before. The rebels had taken charge of the whole of Medina. The Muhajirin and Ansar were in Medina. Ali radiallahu anhu left his own two sons to guard the house of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And they asked permission, Amir al-Mu'mineen, if you give us permission, let us do away with these rebels, let us kill them and be with them. Uthman radiallahu anhu said, among them there may be somebody who is a Muslim, I will not allow the sword to be drawn on my command that a Muslim should be killed. Whatever will happen, will happen. Uthman radiallahu anhu, they prevented any food from entering his home, any water from entering his home, in difficulty. But Uthman radiallahu anhu is at peace, complete peace. And that night, he sees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the night before he's made shaheed in a dream. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Uthman, if you wish, we can come to your assistance. Allah can send somebody to your assistance. And if you wish, then you can break your fast with us tomorrow. And he says, O Nabi of Allah, I wish to break my fast with you tomorrow. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him a pail of water in the dream. And Uthman says, I drank from that water. The coolness and the sweetness of it was such that I feel it. The next day he told those who were with him, I feel it running down my bosom and in the back of my back as if I just drank water now. And this is how it was. Many years later in Damascus, one person saw a person who was blind and who was paralyzed. Hands and legs were not working. In a very despicable situation, rolling in the dust. And he was crying out like a donkey. Allah mentions, Inna ankara al-aswat la sawtul hamir. The worst sound is the braying sound of a donkey. And he was crying out, bellowing out, my maghfirat will not be made, I will not be forgiven. And woe to me, and Jahannam awaits me. So this person said to him, brother, what are you saying? To lose hope in the mercy of Allah is kufr in itself. What are you saying? Make tawbah, turn to Allah. So he says, this person turned towards me. And he looked at me with his sightless eyes. He says, brother, whoever you are, that maghfirat is for you, not for me. He says, brother, tell me your story. What brought you into this condition? And why are you like this? He says, I am that unfortunate person, that wretched person, who was written in taqdeer. You see, sometimes we get in a you know, our emotion gets the better of us. And we want to fix things up. We want to do things without thinking, without looking rationally, and we cause more harm. So at that time, these people who were the troublemakers, they were convinced that we are right. Nabi Sausam told Sahaba, he said, after me, he's telling his companions, you will see people after me, that if you have to compare your amal to them, telling Sahaba, if you have to compare yourself to those who are coming very soon after, you will consider yourself very weak, and your amal very, you know, weak, and consider yourself as munafiq in front of these people. That's how much of ibadah they will do. They will be in tahajjud, they will be in salat, they will be in amal. All the signs of taqwa and piety will be among them, will be found in them. But Nabi Sallam said they will pass through Islam how an arrow passes through a small prey. So a small little rabbit, you shoot it with an arrow, that arrow shoots, goes right through one side, comes out the other side, there's no sign of blood or fat or nothing. He said like this they'll pass through Islam. They'll go from one side and the other side, no sign of deen or iman on them, and they will not be accepted. These were the Khawarij, those who were instrumental in the killing of Uthman radiallahu anhu. So he says, I am that person in my youth. We were convinced that this Amir, this Uthman is something wrong with him. He has lost the track. And we are on the right. And we have to fix him up. And we came with our swords into Medina to fix him up. And he had the strength to sort us out, but he did not draw that sword. He did not give the command. He said, and we had his house surrounded. And he would plead to us. He would climb on the roof of his house and plead to us that do not create fitna, do not create mischief. And we were adamant that we are here to fix up the mischief. He says, then I am that unfortunate, wretched person who was written in taqdeer to jump over the wall of the house of Uthman from the back. And I kicked the door open. And when I entered, the old man was reading Quran. He did not even look up to see who came. He said, I raised my sword to strike him, and his wife put her hands in front. Both her hands were cut, and they fell in front of me. He said, the next strike that I hit the Amir al-Mu'mineen, the old Khalifa, in the middle of his head, and it got stuck in his scalp, and I had to tramp him to pull the sword out, and the blood spurted out. It fell on the pages of the Quran. On the pages of Quran, فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ صِبْغَةَ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ صِبْغَةَ. That color yourself, soak yourself, dye yourself in Allah. So here it said that, dye yourself in Allah. that Allah should enter into our hearts, into our minds, into the recess of our bodies. The dua of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allahumma ja'al fi qalbi nura, wa fi basari nura, wa fi sam'i nura, that Allah put nur in my heart, in my mind, in my eyes, wa fi azmi, in my bones. This is the command of Allah. He said, yeah, the blood of Uthman spilt on the pages of the Quran. And the blood of Uthman soaked into the pages of Quran, which is the sifat of Allah, the complete opposite. And Allah says, فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ. It could have fallen on any ayat. It says, Allah will suffice you, O Uthman, for what they have done. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And Allah Ta'ala is completely aware of what they have done. Allah has heard what they have done. He says, at that time, the wife of Uthman cursed me. She said, may Allah strike you blind. May Allah strike you with paralysis. May Allah roll you in the dust. May Allah curse you. May Allah not make your maghfirat. And may Allah enter you into Jahannam. He said, three I've seen already. The other three I cannot escape from. This was it. Those who are gone ahead have gone ahead. Tilka ummatun qad khalat laha ma kasabat wa lakum ma kasabtum. Those who have gone ahead have gone ahead. Come the time of Ali radiallahu anhu. The time of Ali radiallahu anhu was a time of total commotion. Total commotion. Munafiqeen were on this side, Munafiqeen were on that side. When the Muslims before the Battle of Siffin were about to draw peace, then in the night the Munafiqeen were on both sides. Like we are here and the brothers were in the back. So two camps, and they said, we'll peace, we'll accept Ali radiallahu anhu as the Amir, we'll go back and we'll find who the killers of Uthman were. Finish, end of story. So that night the Munafiqeen started whispering that our number is up, our ticket will get punched. So what we do? They say, in the middle of the night, just start attacking the person next to you. Kill the person next to you and start screaming, Ali has attacked us. That's why I scream, Uthman has attacked us. Middle of the night in that whole commotion, it was massacre. Ali radiallahu anhu carried on. He said, there are people, two groups among me, who with regard to me. One in their hate for me will enter Jahannam, one in their love for me will enter Jahannam. Long story. At the end of his life one day, in Hayatu Sahaba, the story is in the Masjid of Kufa, Ali radiallahu anhu performed Salat Fajr. After that he turned. And he said everybody was gone and there were a handful of people. Imagine the Amirul Mu'mineen, the son-in-law of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ali radiallahu anhu, after Fajr he turns around. Everybody is gone to see to the dunya. There's a handful of people sitting with him. Said he said for a long time, we could see from his face that he was not in the right mood. فَقَلَبَ يَدَيْهِ. He turned his hands over as a sign of desperation, calling out to Allah. And he says, Wallahi laqad ra'aytu ashaba Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, with these two eyes I've seen the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I've seen them at night standing in front of Allah, shivering out of the fear of Allah like a wind that blows through a tree. And they would weep profusely, sometimes leaning to one side, sometimes leaning to the other side. They would come in the morning tired out of standing in front of Allah with the sign of sajda and the sign of taqwa fervid in their faces. He said, Wallahi, and he said after this, Lam ara al-yawma shay'an yushbihuhum. He describes Sahaba in detail. And he says, today I do not see anybody who even remotely resembles the Jama'at of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. This is on Kufa, which is the birthplace of many evil people and evil groups. So we know where they came from. And he said that, فَلَمْ رُؤِيَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ يَضْحَكُ مُفْتَرًّا حَتَّى قَتَلَهُ إِبْنُ مُلْجَمٍ عَدُوَ اللَّهِ الْكَافِرِ. After that, Ali رضي الله عنه was never seen smiling or happy until he was killed by the enemy of Allah, Ibn Muljam. One person came to Ali. He said, Ali, Umar and Uthman had good leadership qualities. They drove the Ummah in the right direction. You and Uthman, you lost the way. He says, you are correct. But shall I tell you why? He said, tell us why. He said, because Abu Bakr and Umar had Uthman and Ali at their side. And Ali and Uthman were unfortunate to have people like you and your father at their side. So brothers, Allah Ta'ala has sent Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Allah says, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَهَدُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. From among the believers, there are a group who have fulfilled their promise with Allah. Some have given their lives, and those others were waiting to give their lives. Allah has made them the means of guidance. Once Nabi Sallam drew a line on the ground. He said, وَأَنَّ هَذَا سِرَاطٍ. And he read the ayat of Quran. أن هذا صراطي مستقيما. This is my way. It's straight. It's clear. There's no mumbo jumbo. We don't have to keep changing our goalposts. Quran is there. Sunnah is there. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, تركتكم على محجة بيضاء ليلها كنهارها. I'm leaving you on a broad white plain. How day is day, night is night, deen is deen. Straight. It's clear. It has come through you, from Allah, through Jibril, to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, through the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and the Tabi'in and the Aimmah after that. and deen is clear. Then Nabi Sallam drew lines on the side, like a fountain going out in different directions. The second part of the ayat, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلُ, they don't follow any funny way, any new way. فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ, it will split you, it will cause confusion among you. Something new, something sounds good, where it came from, you don't know. They say it comes in a hadith, who even saw the hadith kitab? فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ, it will take you far away of your objective. ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, this is the special nasihat, guidance, advice of Allah to you, so that you find taqwa, remain taqwa, and reach Allah in a position, in a condition that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون. هو الذي خلقكم من طين ثم قضى أجلا وأجل مسمى عنده ثم أنتم تمترون. وهو الله في السماوات وفي الأرض يعلم سركم وجهركم ويعلم ما تكسبون. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله, صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اطيعوا الله ورسوله ولا تولوا عنه وأنتم تسمعون, واستجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم, واعلموا أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه وأنه إليه تحشرون. واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة, واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وأن ليس للإنسان إلا ما سعى, وأن سعيه سوف يرى, ثم يجزاه الجزاء الأوفى, وأن إلى ربك المنتهى. الله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه, ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له, ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله, أرسله الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد, ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي, يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك, وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات, وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأقضاهم علي، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. والسلطان ظل الله في الأرض، من أهان سلطان الله في الأرض أهانه الله. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفروا. Straighten the stuff, stand shoulder to shoulder.